Americans are at the notion that a federal agency can somehow pass judgment on an entire group of people simply based on their political affiliation.
All right, so that was Congressman Rogers, Republican out of Kentucky. You heard him there saying that he can't believe it. And this still goes back to now what's happened with the three dreaded letters as we continue down the path of our summer of discontent with what we're finding out about several different things, including the IRS tax-exempt scandal in targeting Tea Party groups and other conservative groups who were looking to get that leg up that the Supreme Court certainly approved, but they were denied. So that came from somewhere. And what's interesting about the story, as it turns, we have another couple of limbs that have fallen off a very weak tree in Washington known as the Internal Revenue Service. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation here on a little show called America Tonight. How you doing? What a start to the week. It's been really a wild 6 weeks, I think. That's when all of this started to swing. And now here we are in the summer with kids getting out of school and whatnot, but it's hot, hot, hot in Washington, D.C. So Danny Werfel, who's now the acting commissioner of the IRS, I give him credit because he tried to dump Lois Lerner, who was in charge of that Cincinnati office, and who was the woman who, whether she was the in-between, who took the memo, who said, this is what we want to do, let's send out questionnaires, let's slow walk these applications and back up the process for them. He wanted her out, but the word came down that no, she has to get a paid administrative leave. So who targeted the program? Who was in charge at the very, very top of the weak tree that decided, let's go after them, let's slow walk them, let's send out questionnaires, let's really bog this process down? And nobody is saying. So far, they're deflecting what's happening. Some unanswered questions. Inspector General Russell George, at a House Appropriations Subcommittee hearing, said on Monday that his audit of the agency tried to get the root, to the root of who decided to do this targeting. They posed the question. No one would acknowledge who, if anyone, provided the direction. No way do 500 groups get shoved aside and nobody has decided this is what we need to do. This is what we're doing now. Here is the policy. As I mentioned, Werfel, I think, would be pretty good in his gig. He's about accountability, it seems. This is 12 days in, and he says we have to get to the bottom of it. They do. They have to find out who ordered the program because it's unprecedented. It's ridiculous. It's inappropriate. It's completely inappropriate. How high did this go? Treasury Department, IRS headquarters in D.C., we know the Cincinnati office. You know, a lot of people wanted to pin this on Obama. No way. He's busy running. He's doing the whole thing with the country. He's got people insulating him. He's not in a meeting where they're deciding to target Tea Party groups or anybody with Patriot in the name. He wouldn't be in a meeting like that. So cross that off the list. But somebody else in the White House? I don't know. There's certainly skepticism flying around out there, and I can see why. There are partial transcripts that came out over the weekend of an interview with an IRS field agent in the division in Cincinnati. You know what it showed? It showed the agent claiming Washington guided the program. So you just heard Congressman Hal Rogers, who's the chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, by the way, who said, we're not going to rest until we find out who's responsible for this. They got to press. They got to audit. They got to figure this out. Because somebody decided to do this on purpose. Of course they did. It's too slanted in one direction. There were a few groups that were left-leaning that went through a similar process, but only a few compared to the conservative group. So they were definitely targeted. There's no question about that. All this is going on while they're spending $50 million on conferences between 2010 and 2012. We're gonna live it up. Get expensive hotel rooms on your taxpayer money. But hey, at the same time, we're going to go after groups like Tea Party, Patriot, anti-gay marriage organizations, all that kind of stuff. We're going to go after them. We're going to target them, and we're going to get away with it. And they did. They did. And you know, people already hate the IRS. That's why I call them the three dreaded letters. Already in their budget, they've requested $12.9 billion for 2014. $1 billion more than they got for 2013. How much money are they going to allot for the IRS after all this nonsense has been unveiled? But there's trouble. There's a lot of trouble. The White House Press Secretary Jay Carney said the administration is concerned about the conference spending and the targeting program, but defended the IRS and said, defended the administration as far as the IRS is concerned. And where was this targeted program coming from? They're saying it's not coming from us. It's not coming from Washington. We found no evidence that outsiders, those outside the IRS, influenced the behavior that took place. Well, then find the person responsible that did this, period, end of story. So there was a little back and forth. Daryl Issa, the congressman from California, called Carney a paid liar when he was talking about the whole IRS deal on one of the Sunday shows. Carney said he's not going to get into a back and forth with Issa. He refuses to do that. So this isn't going anywhere, folks. Until somebody's head is lopped off, I really don't believe that's going to happen. In the meantime, the Department of Justice still on the ropes over Eric Holder. We'll get into that a little bit later this hour and some other odds and ends as well. But coming up on the flip side, how many of you smoke? How many of you smoke? My grandmother smoked and she died of cancer and she was only in her early 50s. And I was always told that that was played a part in it, and it scared me because I remember seeing her with cigarettes. So I was never a smoker. But some people who smoke have a hard time getting rid of the nicotine habit, and they've gone for these other kinds of cigarettes that satisfy them that are the electric, you know, the electronic kind of cigarettes with the different flavors. We're talking to a woman coming up around the bend who has made a pretty good living at it in the last couple of years on a whim, and because somebody in her family, a grandparent, died of cancer and she was a smoker, she decided that she needed to do something to change her path, and then it led ultimately to a pretty thriving business that's become very interesting. A lot of people, if you look around in some of these bars, are using those kinds of cigarettes now, and you can bet some of them are probably smokers, and this was a way for them to kick the nicotine habits. Stay with us. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Coast to coast and everywhere in between, all over this great country. You know, how many of you, raise your hand because I have those special infrared glasses where I can see, how many of you are cigarette smokers? How many of you have gotten off the butts and gone instead to e-cigs? E-cigs are really, really taking off. In fact, I saw some sales totals just the other day from last year. The U.S. sales combined, estimated anyway, of e-cigs were between 300 million and 500 million, and I think they'll actually double in 2013. Somebody who's in the game and joins us for this edition of It's Your Business is Lindy Davis. She's the owner of Vixen Vapors. Hey, Lindy, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
So you've seen that. You've seen that people have really taken to e-cigs. So let's roll back the clock and tell me how you got involved in this.
Well, basically, how we got involved is my husband and I, we decided we needed to quit smoking after I lost my grandfather to cancer. And he had a friend of his that gave him an electronic cigarette, which he started using, and he just fell in love with it. Me, on the other hand, I tried to do the cold turkey route, and it wasn't working out very well. So he gave me an e-cig, and we started both using them, and we just fell in love with the technology and how great of a product it is and how well it worked to keep us from smoking and just everything about it, from the flavors to how it attacks like every point of the addiction that smoking has, because it's not just nicotine.
Yeah. Do you foresee this as something more people will use, just like you did, to cross over that bridge and get away from cigarettes? And as you said, cold turkey is really tough. Every once in a while you bump into somebody who can do it, but for other people they can't. It's the whole thing, as you said, the dangers of smoking, but, you know, the nicotine, how it just grabs you. I've talked to people who say it's like the worst addiction you can't imagine. But there's also that thing of wanting something in your mouth, holding it in your hand, the whole deal of almost like a coffee break. And so people, do you find that you got that sensation and other people tell you they get that sensation with those cigarettes?
Oh, definitely. People come to us all the time and they just say, like, this is the best product that I've ever found for not smoking anymore, smoking cessation, just because it, you get to put it to your mouth, you get to play with the vapor, you get to like see an exhale, you can blow smoke rings, and you get a throat hit, and you just get every single possible, like everything that you like about smoking in a better format, and it tastes better, and it smells better, and it's just so much easier than trying to do medication or trying to do like the nicotine patches or just some of these other options that are out there. They just find more success doing this because it's something you're already used to doing. It's just a little bit different. So for me, that was definitely true.
Yeah. Do you know what a carton of cigarettes costs? And certainly you know what yours cost, but what do a carton of cigarettes roughly cost compared to what the e-cigs are?
Well, a carton of cigarettes apparently right now runs about $60. For the same amount of liquid that you would use in an electronic cigarette, it would be about $7.
Oh! $7? You're kidding me. That's like, are you kidding me? That's like a savings. That's like you can put that in your IRA or go out and go to the movies and buy food with that. That's crazy. $60. You can tell I'm not a smoker that I didn't smoke cigarettes, but wow. I mean, I knew it was high, but I didn't realize it was quite that high. So you jump into this game and you decide, okay, we're going to do this thing, Vixen Vapors. And when you first started, what was the hardest thing to do to make that leap and from an entrepreneurial point of view for you and your husband to jump into this game?
Honestly, it was trying to keep up. We sat down and we came up with flavors and we came up with these ideas of how to make different liquids that people would like to use, and we ran out of like half of them. Like first week in business, and we kept coming. That's been like the hardest challenge, is just keeping things in stock really for us. But it's just become that, you know, that popular that it's hard to do. And other than that, just creating more and more flavors that people are going to like and can use and can utilize to get them to stop smoking cigarettes with something that they will enjoy.
What's the most popular flavor do you think that you offer right now?
Right now, our Tiger's Blood is our top seller. After that, it's probably our Heaven's Nectar or Ambrosia. Pixie Dust is really popular. There's a lot of them, mostly fruit flavors.
Fruit flavors. But you really, too, go to town on these flavors. I saw a list of what you offer, and one of them I found was peanut butter cookie e-liquid. That sounds really good.
It's kind of popular, too.
So if you're a peanut butter lover, that's the sensation you get? That's what you feel like you're kind of eating, peanut butter?
Yeah. It's like a peanut butter cookie. It's what it tastes like it's melting in your mouth.
Wow. Do you, when you come up with these ideas, I call it spitballing, and that's one of the fun things about being in business. As you said, your toughest thing was honestly keeping up with it. So you're sitting here, you're thinking of flavors. Then what do? Do you have somebody that creates them for you? How do you create them?
Well, at first, I do a lot of the creating myself, and one of my partners does too, and we just kind of would get requests from people, or we'd see something like, somebody came in requesting like a pink lemonade cupcake, so I just sat down with all of my immense flavors that I had on my hands and just started trying to come up with what's going to taste like a pink lemonade cupcake. So I made the pink lemonade flavor, and then I had to add the cupcake to it, and then an hour and a half, 2 hours later, I finally had something that was close, and we kind of kept tweaking it until it was like perfect.
Yeah. Were you someone as a kid, did you like to mess around? Were you like a baker or a creator or that kind of person?
Yeah, my mom and I used to bake all the time, and then in addition to that, I bartended for several years, so I've always been making either drinks or baked goods, so it was just kind of fun to do that kind of creation, and so definitely mixing flavors and creating them from scratch has always been pretty interesting to me and fun.
So somebody comes, like if I have an idea for a flavor, like, oh, I just really want this would be great, I'm having this party, or I think this would be good, or whatever, I could call you and you might try to see if you can put it together for me.
Oh, yeah. We actually, in our store, we have flavor request sheets for anybody that wants something specific, and we, you know, give it a couple weeks so that we can sit down and try to come up with the best way to approach that flavor and see if we can make it work for you. But, yeah, we definitely do that.
Yeah, you have so many flavors. How many? I was looking at the website, folks, that are listing all over the place, and I don't. It looks to me like you have at least 100. How many flavors altogether so far right now?
Oh, I think we're somewhere around 150. I don't remember what our last count was.
150? My goodness. I mean, you even have something called, it's funny because, you know, I asked you about messing around and did you like to cook or bake or whatever, and you definitely have those cupcakey kind of things, bakery things too, like cheesecake, I noticed. I mentioned peanut butter before, banana nut bread, you know, that kind of stuff. Who are most of the people, like, what's the demographics of the people who are really into Vixen vapors?
Oh, it is so varied. We have just people from just about every kind of walk of life that you could think of, from, you know, businessmen to students to the more rock and roll kids and to the more professional doctors. But it's crazy. It's just so varied, really.
And is it, are you finding, are you combining? Because, you know, a lot of people that we talk to will have a storefront or they just have a business where they're emailing, you know, people are emailing in requests and, or sometimes a combination of both. What works for you? Do you have kind of a combo or just one or the other?
Well, we have an online store and then we have our brick and mortar. And then we also have our warehouse that we do a lot of stuff out of too. But yeah, we do both. And we definitely have the emailed requests and written requests and verbal requests for all sorts of different things. But, yes, we do run both online and in-store or brick and mortar.
So how do you get the word out? I mean, you're doing interviews like this, obviously doing media, but do you go out and go to festivals or find places where you think, hey, we'll get a booth or we can, you know, sell these or get the word out? How do you get the word out besides media, that kind of stuff?
What's been working for us is this word of mouth. The first probably 4 months we were doing this, we went to bars, and so that's where a lot of smokers are. And we went and we just kind of used our e-cigs freely and started talking to people about them. And then people started getting more interested, and we started selling them just kind of at the bars that we were friends with the owners. And then after that, we kind of got a base of people that loved the product, and they would just go out and tell their friends and tell their friends' friends, tell their family members, who tell their family members. And a lot of it for us has just been word of mouth. Like,
yeah.
Just
yes.
Recommendations, guys. So, and that's really great because everybody knows somebody that is smoking or does smoke or needs to quit. So that's also worked out for us, too.
Yeah, and good for you. You had a obviously very personal reason for wanting to do it, too. So you combine both things, and then you have the passion for it as well. I said at the top, I threw out some statistics about e-cigs that, you know, how much they all together in the country, you're talking about like 500 million now. They think it's going to double this year. And for your first year out of the gate, you made a million. So does that hold true for you? You're seeing that you're going to see your profits double, too?
Yeah, pretty much so, and that's what's going on, yeah.
Good for you. All right, Lindy Davis, it's your business, Vixen Vapors. Check it out. It's really cool, vixenvapors.com. Lindy said, man, there's like 150 flavors, and who knows when she's done how many she'll have. Thanks for coming on the show, Lindy.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
In 1965, this was the sound. Come in, Duke John. One more time. One more time. One more time. Fantasy. And a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come here, mama. I'm gonna play in the scene.
Time for a little sports shorts here on America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. Where are you? You want to talk a little hoop, something else? You can throw in here. This is our section we like to reserve for you sports fans or those who are wannabe sports fans or just want to know what's going on. 855-266-5283. So the view from the cheap seats is if you are an executive in New York for the NBA, you are breathing a sigh of relief, although you wouldn't tell it's the Pacers. Miami blows out Indiana 99-76, so they have a matchup that they can live with, meaning you have the Miami Heat going up against the Spurs, some interesting storylines that might be able to still grab some numbers for NBA executives because they got to pump up the volume. In other words, get people excited, get the advertisers to kick in big dough for these games. They pay so much for the rights that the NBA wants to suck every cent out of it that they can. It's not as easy as it is with the NFL, which is all wall-to-wall sponsorship, or even the great game of baseball because of the shortened strike. Remember last year, there are still are some people that are lukewarm on basketball. A lot of people prefer even college basketball to the pro stuff. So there you go. You got to have the sexier matchups, and that happens to be Miami and the San Antonio Spurs because of Tim Duncan and the Three Kings, Manu Ginobili, and also Tony Parker. how are they going to fare against Dwayne Wade and LeBron James and Bosch and the rest of the crew there on the floor for Miami. So that's it for the NBA. Now it's down to those two teams after the blowout. In hockey, different story, except for Boston Bruins. A lot of people, in fact, I was doing an NBC sports show and had a lot of analysts on, and every single one of them picked the Penguins, talking about what a great team that they are and how they should lock this up. And the Bruins are showing them two games, two huge blowouts for the Bruins. The Penguins are being outscored, check it out, 9-1, 9-1 in the East Finals. So the Bruins are putting on a show, a clinic, as sports people like to use and dig out of the old cliche bag. That's a pretty accurate description, though. So the Penguins are going to have to really regroup for what they're going to do in their Game 3 after this last rout. And on the other side of things in the West, boy, the Los Angeles Kings going up against Chicago. I'm telling you, I was really pulling for the Kings. One of the most exciting hockey games I ever went to was in the Staples Center. This is a different era, though. So what's happening with the Kings, and how do they combat what's going on with the Blackhawks? Goaltending has to really step up, which is interesting because Quick was quick heading into the NHL playoffs, but then the skates came off, let's say, in the last one against Chicago. Matt is a fan of the great game of stick and puck as well, and you've been watching this, Matt, and I'll tell you what, boy, it's not shaping up to be what I thought it would be, really, in either side of this, the East or the West.
Yeah, and the East today, that was a pretty
bad.
It was a brutal game for Pittsburgh fans, and you have to wonder what is going to happen because their defense has just been really shoddy. I mean, it's a little bit on goaltending, but you can't blame it all on Volkoon. And then Fleury went in there. He's been sitting on the bench since the beginning of May, even though he's been the starter there for a number of years. He comes in, lets in two goals. So I don't know what goaltender they're going to start with. You got to think maybe they'll go back to Volkoon, but who really knows. But their defense has been absolutely terrible. And that whole team is built around, you know, they're striving offense, and their offense isn't getting goals, and they're letting up a ton of goals, too. So they've got to solve some problems for sure.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, they have to solve some problems. He was the ultimate problem solver. I want to throw this in. Hall of Famer defensive end Deacon Jones, dead at the age of 74. They say natural causes. The great Deacon Jones, who really is the guy they credit with actually coining the word sack. It was the way he went after quarterbacks. That's how great of a player he was back in his day. He played with the Rams. Played with a couple of teams, but Rams is where he came in, and that's where really he earned his skins, shall we say. He was part of the fearsome foursome from 1961 to 71, then played for San Diego for a couple of seasons, and he finished out with the Redskins. So he gets into the Hall of Fame in 1980, and he actually made the 75th anniversary all-time squad. But what is cool is that he was the sack master. I love watching. I really do. I love watching the sack totals in the NFL, because if I am a defensive coordinator, I want that guy who can get to that quarterback. I want that guy that can knock him over when he's looking around for those lanes and trying to find someone to throw to. And that was Jones. They don't even know, because it didn't become an official statistic until the 80s. They don't even know what his sack totals would be, but he was an awesome pass rusher, and he was just incredible. I mean, he made the Pro Bowl every year from 64 to 70. He played in about eight of them. And it's a great trivia question. Who are the rest of the fearsome foursome? And that would be Merlin Olsen. You remember him from the Houston those flower commercials. But he was really a great football player. Rosie Greer and Lamar Landry were all part of that defensive line. And in my career, I had the opportunity to talk to him one time when he came through Dallas, when I was doing a sports show, and he was a really interesting guy talking about sack totals and who he thought were some of the good players of modern times and what happened when the fearsome foursome, you know, hit the grid and some of the great games that they, and some of the great games that they had and what it was like to play with the players that I just mentioned. Also, another quick NFL note here, Jim Kelly, who was that four times wasn't the charm quarterback. Remember going to the Super Bowl four times, but they could never win at the Bills, but still was a prolific quarterback, has been diagnosed with upper jawbone cancer. Boy, it makes you think there's so many cancers out there, isn't there? And he says it's been, he released a statement because he figured with social media that all this would eventually break out, so he wanted to get ahead of it. He said it's been a couple of really difficult weeks, but the prognosis is good. He says that he was diagnosed with squamous cell carcinoma, is what they call it, the upper jawbone. He had some tests that showed that the cancer was isolated just to that jaw area and hasn't spread to other parts of the body, which is good. So he's going to have surgery at the tail end of the week, and they say that he has a really, really good chance. Remember, he played for the Bills for 11 years. It certainly seems they played longer than that, doesn't it? Because he went to four consecutive Super Bowls in the 90s, but never actually pulled out the win. But he does a lot of great charity work. He's very, very popular in Buffalo. So he says, my family's got a couple of daughters and a wife. We're just challenging. We're hitting this challenge head on, and, you know, that's the name of the game. Matt also has been regaling me, and some of you can relate to this, with stories of incredible softball that he's seeing played on the tube, watching that softball. And, you know, more people probably can relate to softball than half of the other things that I'm talking about, because probably some of you actually play softball, so maybe you're watching what's happening in these games that are going into extra innings. Matt, what's the scoop on the softball that you've been watching?
Yeah, I mean, the two best games of the night, one was college baseball, a playoff game, and then the College World Series, the Women's College World Series of softball. It was Oklahoma and Tennessee. Those games are normally seven innings. They play seven innings in softball, and that went into 12 innings. It was no score up until the 11th inning. Tennessee hit a three-run homer. Then the bottom of the inning, Oklahoma came back and scored three runs. So then you go into the 12th, and the bottom of the 12th, Oklahoma hit a two-run home run and won the game as a walk-off. And that's a best-of-three game. That was the first one. So Tennessee's not out of it yet. But over the last week, some of the best playoff games I've watched have been in the college, in the college softball.
Has the crowds been pretty good? I've only seen a few little snippets of it.
They've been pretty into it, and, I mean, they've had some weather problems, but the game, when was it, on Friday night? I think that went, like, it was something crazy, like 15 innings. It was like a five-hour game. The crowd was stuck around for that. It was into it in the game. Today, obviously, having Oklahoma in the game helped out, because you got the home crowd that's going to come to Oklahoma City. And the fans are pretty packed in there.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, I bet there's some people listening that have played softball maybe even played in college. And I'll tell you, I think it's hard. For me personally, you go in the batting cages, I think it's harder to hit a softball sometimes than it is to hit a hardball, than it is to line up and try to smash, you know, a hardball somewhere versus slow pitch or hard pitch. I played a little interleague softball when I was in college, and I think I was a decent base runner, but I was so brutal to try to catch up with the ball. So it's interesting to watch how good some of these players are. I think it's a crying shame, honestly, that they took softball out of the Olympics, because I think it was exciting to watch it in the Olympics. And the reason was because they say, supposedly, is that the U.S. women were so dominant that there was kind of a jealousy factor there, so they pulled it out of it, that it was boring to watch. But I think it was exciting, frankly, to watch it when it was in the Olympics. And I know they're trying to push it to get it back on and add it to the Summer Olympics. I think it's hard to add it back, but let's hope, because it was pretty exciting stuff. Stay with us.
We'll be right back. big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
It's funny, my man only thinks about the... You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain, I'm looking at you.
I don't give a... Keep looking at my... Cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at my... I'ma do my thing while you're playing with you.
All right, we're hitting the final post here in this Hour of America tonight. Ray has been hanging on for way too long, so clear the decks. He gets all the time he wants. Hey, Ray in Missouri.
Hey, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm good. We had a sunshiny day.
Isn't that a miracle?
I forgot what they called it. I was like, what's that yellow thing in the sky?
I love it. Yeah. Sarcasm.
I tried to play a little something when I did my taxes. I was left over. I owed $447.
$400 and something, huh?
Yeah, I thought it'd be a smart butt. And I called them and I said, well, we haven't voted on a budget yet.
Mm-hmm.
My household. So I didn't have the budget approved to pay them. I was trying, well, they didn't have a budget to pay their bills, so I was going to say I didn't have a budget to pay mine. they got the punchline today. They already charged me 20% interest, so I'm now like 500 and some. So I guess I'll pay it tomorrow.
Yeah, don't let that accrue, because what are you going to do? They're gonna find you. Yeah, I'm serious. If you owe 2 cents, they find you. It's crazy.
Well, it's the interest is only $1.79. It's the penalty for filing or late. Yeah.
Late.
But
yeah.
I thought I was being cute, but really it didn't fly.
Yeah, they didn't like it. It didn't fly. Yeah.
Yeah, we've had a couple days without rain, a day with sunshine, so that's all good.
That is good, because, you know, I don't know how those people do it in Seattle. I couldn't live in that dreary kind of day-to-day. I couldn't do it with the overcast and the rain and no way.
It's been like that here for 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's been all good.
Good.
So, you're not going to make the mud volleyball this year. You didn't talk to 1070 AM and want to come to Hannibal for mud volleyball?
Well, I wanted to come to mud volleyball. There was something that coincided with it. Isn't it coming up?
I think it's July 4th through 8th or 9th. Maybe next year.
Next year we'll do it. Next year we'll do it. We'll get Matt to do it. Him to go, too, and we can do a show from there. That would be fun. I would love to see. He could participate. I would love that. Ray, I'm glad that. How much mud?
We have plenty of mud right now.
Oh, yeah, you got plenty of mud. Yeah, don't worry about that. Mud volleyball, it's obviously a huge success when you do it, and now you definitely have the material. You don't have to worry. Crazy. Right, craziness. Keep those sunglasses on, Ray. Keep that sunshine coming there in Missouri. You know, it's not just Missouri, because at the mothership they had rain and really brutal weather for same thing. I mean, big chunk of the Midwest, that's what you've been dealing with. In Chicago they were making all kinds of jokes about how awful the weather was. That you just
it rained here 23 out of 31 days in May, and then it rained the first 2 days of June.
Oh, that's crazy. That is a lot of rain. That's a lot of rain. That's craziness. That'll get you a little bit on edge. I guess some people can deal with that. Some people like overcast weather, but I think it depresses a lot of people. I do. I think people get boxed in, get edgy, because they don't want to deal with the rain. They don't want to deal with the colder temperatures and trying to step in between things. And, of course, it cancels events.
There's been some cranky people up here, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, yeah. I think it makes you cranky. I do. I think absolutely.
For sure. And when it's all these days, like, consecutively in a row, you don't get that nice day to get out and enjoy the sun and get a little release. It gets brutal.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's too much. That's why I said I visited, and I have two really good friends, great, great friends that live in Seattle. And it's always fun to go, and you go and you do what you think you do. You go sit in a coffee house, you hang out, go have a brewski on the water somewhere, go down to Pike's Market, and it's beautiful, and it's green, and it's fun. But then you are done, because that's it. If you go to play golf, you go to do something else, it might be okay, it might start to rain. But the people there are just unfazed by it. They're not worried if it's going to rain. They're not worried about so much the weather. I mean, they have weather people. They talk about it, but it's not that they're used to it. They know what the weather is like in Seattle, and that's it. They embrace all the other things that they have to offer, and they don't worry about it. So, but for me, oh, no way. I need to see some sun. I like to have all four flavors. I like seasons. I like to have all the seasons. It's great to have a little snow, a little cold, a little warm, a little kind of everything. But people are complaining that there's the weird climate shift. But then that gets into the whole argument of whether you believe that there is global warming or it's just a cyclical thing. If you go back and you look at weather records, they do have weather that comes in cycles. And you can read quotes from people complaining about how it's odd. And then it kicked into more what you would call normal temperatures and what you were kind of looking for in the weather to be that time of year. So, you know, do what you want with that. You need nice weather when you go to Disneyland, I'll tell you. You don't want to have rainy weather when you're in Disneyland, especially now because you're paying a fortune to go there. They just jacked up the price of tickets. In fact, anybody 10 or older, it went up 6%. It cost $92 to go to Disneyland. Now, the problem is if you're lucky and you go when there's not a lot of people, bravo, because you could actually get on the rides. But unless you have a fast pass or you're using a cripple to take you around, remember those rich New York women were doing that so they could get to the front of the line? You're stuck. You may get on a few attractions, especially the big popular ones, and you're paying $92. I feel fortunate that I got to go on most of the stuff, and I didn't have to wait in long lines. A couple of times I did, and I didn't like it. I'm not a line person, especially when you're saying, oh, let's get on the runaway train and let's wait for 2 hours. Uh-uh. So the earnings are up, 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 and yet they're pushing for more. They're smacking up the theme parks. The resorts are doing well, all of that. They're saying that the resort revenue increased by 14% for the first quarter. How much they raked in? $3.3 billion. $3.3 billion. So that operating income increased by 73%. They say $383 million. And yet they're charging that much money. And you have to have another pass. You have to have a way to get in there. And you have to go the second they open the park and pick the rides that you're going to go on, especially, I would imagine, in the summertime. Because that's when kids are off and people take vacations. Anytime around holidays or whatever, boy, you are a day at Disney, you are just jammed with other people. It makes me wonder, Disney World, I bet, in Florida is more popular than Disneyland, but I could be also wrong about that. I would think then go to Disneyland if you can get a better flight and then have a better chance at actually walking around and getting on some rides in the park. But I bet it's just as crowded. So, yeah, for what it's worth. A lot of people still talking. A quick final thought here about the three storm chasers who were killed. And, you know, some people are saying, oh, they were wild cowboys, and why did they do that? But I talked to somebody who had a few brushes with Tim Samarias and said he was just a great guy, and he was not at all that way. He was very cautious, so it's odd what happened to them. And especially his son was with him, who was just 24 years old, Paul Samarias. And his partner was with him. His chase partner was with him, too, so I don't think he would have risked their lives. An EF3 tornado in El Reno, Oklahoma, unfortunately, is what they ran into. And I don't know that they were cowboying up. I think that they just got caught in something that they didn't realize was going to jump up on top of them the way it did. It's a very, very sad story.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.